o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch. Before we get to our prize picks of the week, Matt LaFleur, first of all, saying that Brandon McManus kicked well yesterday. Quote, my conversation with him this morning, he said he feels great. If they're going to add Christian Watson to the roster, they are at, as I said yesterday, it turned out I was right, even though I didn't count them. They are at 53. So they're going to have to make a move to do that. Matt LaFleur also saying he would rather not carry two kickers on game day. Now, does that mean that he still thinks it's worthwhile to keep Havrisik on the 53 and have him be inactive on game day? So you still have him, or are you going to cut him? Because someone, I would say this, given how much bad kicking there is in the NFL right now.
Oh, the Giants snap him up tomorrow.
Right. And they, I mean, I don't know when Graham Gano is supposed to be back. Former teammate of our Brad Nortman, I believe.
Graham,
so older fella.
Don't you Gano?
Not bad. That was pretty good.
No, it's a Chris Berman. It's not mine. I think it's one of his better ones. Graham,
I prefer Frankie's Sweet Music Viola. Personally.
That was really good. That was good.
Bert Behome
by 11 was the best one. Yeah, that was.
You know, and it's a good thing that you're going to take a few days, because we're in that thing again where we're finishing each other's sentences again.
Well, it's because you keep finishing. I don't finish your sentences. If you notice, you do mine.
We said those at the same time. You jerk.
Why are you calling me a jerk?
Yeah, you be a jerk.
Be nice to Tausch, Jason.
All right. I'm not even going to get into. Jason comes into the show all salty today, and a
couple more.
All right, let's just
couple
get,
more.
Let's keep her moving. Okay,
keep her moving. More updates, if you don't mind. Matt LaFleur also
has
saying
Watson. So, Jason, are you saying Watson, if he gets activated, that's where we'd have to get rid of Havrisik? Is kind of
they,
what you're implying?
Well, they
is
have
that, right?
to. They have to create a roster spot somehow. Now they also have some other options, but that would be
Wicks,
a logical.
Is he
one.
Healthy enough? Or do you IR him?
Yeah, I don't know. He's not playing, so that is also a distinct possibility, and it would be one for one at wide receiver. The other thing I wanted to get to here's what, per Weston Hodkowitz, Matt LaFleur on Devontae Wyatt. He's looked pretty good. A lot of it is going to be seeing how he responds today and Sunday before we make a decision. I thought it felt at the beginning of the week that they'd kind of made a decision. So that feels to me like a little bit of a walk back, frankly.
Kind of a hedge. Yeah, he threw
Which
me
I
off
gotta
the
respect.
Whole Tucker Kraft thing, and I went with Musgrave on a Steinhoff. It cost me some points. He's laying in the weeds here a little bit, but Rob's report makes me think it's going to be tough sledding for Devontae. You want him fresh and healthy. You don't want to put him out. No, it's a big game, but there's bigger games coming down the pipe.
So those are the updates from Matt LaFleur at the podium.
Don't you know?
Good one, Chris Berman, apparently.
Thanks.
Time now for our prize picks of the week.
Prize picks of the week for the Green Bay Packers and Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday night. We begin with Aaron Rodgers. Oh, just like the good old days when we used to do this. Aaron Rodgers, more or less than 219.5 passing yards. 219.5, Tausch.
I got to go more. Green Bay's going to, I think, this sounds crazy. Green Bay's going to make old boy beat him. I think they're gonna make sure that running game is limited and not let him get comfortable. And I think Aaron Rodgers and who's their OC?
Arthur Smith.
Brown. What can Brown do for you? He's actually the
Arthur Gano.
He's the FedEx guy. He's the FedEx guy, not the the Brown guy.
Doing a heck of a job there, Brownie.
So I think you saw what Arizona was able to do. You saw what Dallas was able to do. I think they're going to go aerial here. I'm going to go more.
I'm Team Tausch on that one. Don't you gonna know. Next.
How about on the other side then? Jordan Love, more or less than 237.5 passing yards. Steelers give up a lot.
They do. Yeah, more. I think the narrative and whether or not coaches want to admit, I think they like sometimes playing into the narrative a little bit. I think both guys want their quarterback. I think Rodgers wants to have a day that's a little better than Jordo, and I'm guessing Matt LaFleur, even though he's not going to say it and it's not the top of mind, I think he wants his guy to have a day. And I think Jordan wants to have a day. And I think Pittsburgh is willing to – that secondary ain't all it's cracked up to be. I think you're going to see some stuff. And I think both guys go more.
Kind of crazy that – and look, Jordan Love is playing extremely good football, and he was very clutch in the game in Arizona. The throw to Tucker Kraft is a huge play in the game.
Big time.
And he makes it. He only had 179 passing yards in that game?
I guess
I didn't realize that in real time. That's a lower number than I anticipated. I'm gonna go less. He did have 337 against the Cowboys, but he has surpassed that. What was it, 239?
So did Russell Wilson.
It might have been a season best for the Cowboys defense.
Yeah, that's fair. He had 292 against Washington. He had 259 against Cincinnati. 300-yard passing games, not very frequent. He's only got to get 240 to get the more. I'm still going to go less. Next.
How about on that sloppy, sloppy field, Josh Jacobs, more or less than 67.5 rushing yards Sunday night.
Oh, I love more on that.
I'm going more there
for
sure.
Love more on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's healthy. He's not sick. He's a little fresher because he didn't maybe have the same load that he had last week or that he had a couple weeks ago. Yeah, more.
Speaking of more, and I'm saying more too, Hashtag Bob
Big
Moore.
Juicy Ronald Moore.
From the 565 Analytics Collective. Hashtag check the tape. Hashtag we don't get paid enough. The current standings on the Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week. Season total points in first place with 14 total points and 3 wins. Me. In second place with 12 points and 2 wins, Old T. In third place with 10 points and 1 win, that would be one Jesse Nelson. The NLDS sleepers were not a part of the official standings. Hashtag check the tape. All right. I'm going more on Josh Jacobs, too. You got one more, Jesse?
I do. Speaking of the sleepers of the week, how about Christian Watson? More or less than 1.5 receptions?
Less. One big boy play.
So if they're gonna work him out beforehand and they're going to work out Wyatt beforehand, I do find myself, because Rich Bisaccia made this comment and it really stuck with me yesterday. We're going to see what the field conditions are when we get there, because they have been, I mean, he acknowledged they've been a problem for kickers and for runners. I do still think there is an outside chance that they're going to get there and they're going to look at that track and they're going to say, Christian, we know you're ready. We don't want you out here on this. You're too important to what we're going to do. And if they're going to be careful with people, I wonder if they're also going to be careful with McManus. I do. I maybe not. Maybe I'm 100% wrong. But Matt LaFleur and Rich Bisaccia have both acknowledged that the field is an issue. Now, LaFleur said it's out of our control. We can't do anything about it. But it doesn't change the fact that they are both acutely aware of it. Like, LaFleur was the first one, other than me, to point out that they have a game the day before for Pitt against NC State. So he's clearly, Tausch, tell me I'm wrong here, but he's like, If he knows there's a game the day before, he is clearly paying attention to the field being an issue. Am I right?
Correct. True.
Thank you.
Don't check Gano.
Hey, do you, Gano, how you can make some money with by being right about your sports opinions? It's with Prize Picks.
I love Jacobs more than the 67. I love the Rodgers more than the 219. That is a great place to start with Prize Picks. The best way, as Jason said, to cash in on your sports opinions. You have a bunch of thoughts about this game coming up on Sunday. If you do and you feel strongly, get on Prize Picks. Get yourself a little extra cash in your pocket. A great way to put your takes to the test. They also offer injury reboots. One of your players is inactive or doesn't get to play. Prize Picks won't count it as a loss. Actually, I don't know about the inactive. You have to check their rules on that.
Check the tape.
I know they have an injury reboot.
You don't know about that?
They have an injury reboot. If one of your players leaves the game in the first half and doesn't return, Prize Picks won't count that as a loss. I don't know on the inactive. I want to make sure, allegedly, that I'm very clear on that. They also offer Venmo, Apple Pay, MasterCard, and more. Join millions of users. Sign up for America's number one daily fantasy sports app. Download the Prize Picks app. Use code WI. You get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5. Again, that is code WI to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, it's good
for your players to be active, to be right. I have not seen you backpedal like that since your glory days of pass sets and dropping
well,
back.
Woo!
Allegedly.
Know all the rules, and unlike, I got to make sure I'm. Yep.
All right, I've got 4.5 minutes to throw together a headline. Headlines are next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
I hate to keep quoting the late, great Kevin Green, but it is time. And my understanding is that for one night only, like the Beatles reuniting, there's something special in the air. I guess now I'm going to cross paths and go to a Phil Collins reference and say you can feel it coming in the air this morning. A special edition of Headlines.
We've buried the lead.
But it's not all doom and gloom.
Yeah, I've buried the headlines.
It's time to predict this week's headlines.
All right, Tausch.
Ouch! I am assuming we'll go last. I don't know for sure because Jesse and I collabed. So
I'd like to get to it. I mean,
it's up to Jesse. I'm not the one running the keys here, so
I say let's get right to it. Let's not keep the people
go
waiting.
Go for it. Okay.
You want to set this up at all?
Well,
you want to tell any stories how this came to be?
I would have guessed we'd have went second, but I'm all right with that. So we had a. Obviously, there's been some turmoil amongst the Academy and the fact that some folks, not going to get into who, felt slighted and very disgruntled by some people on this panel's reaction to what was a very thoughtful, time-consuming, and big-time effort from the Academy last year. So we've pulled back. That void has been filled by limericks. It has not been filled by a lot of singing. Well, when Aaron Rodgers and the Pittsburgh Steelers are playing the Green Bay Packers, more than likely for the last time in the Rodgers era, we decided to get the band back together for one last show in what I would consider a very difficult song to sing, we tried to find a way, and we'll let you judge how we did. Jesse?
My boy was drafted just the other day. Came to the pack in the usual way. Tossed a good ball, but I could still play. His time would come just another day. He'd be talking about me leaving as he grew. He'd say, I'm gonna be like you, Brett. You know I'm gonna be like you. And the pack's in my shadow cause they had to choose. Rogers was ready, it paid his due. When you retire in Brett, oh, I don't know when. Trade me to the Jets, Ted. You'll then have your QB then. My boy turned to me just the other day. He said, thanks for the ball, Brett. Come on, let's play. Can you teach me to gunsling? I said, not today. Heading east, still got games to play. And I went to Strabble with a smile and said, he's gonna be like me, yeah. You know he's gonna be like me. And the pack's in our shadow and we heard the boos. Wearing Jets green, we were very cool. Both made that trip chasing New York lights. We'd have it better then. Just couldn't seem to win.
Is the master at it, and a touchdown by Lazard.
No. I've long since retired. Aaron was sent away. Called him up just the other day. Wildy wants to talk, if you don't mind. He said, I'd love to, Brett, if I can find the time. Well, Wildy's a good friend, but McAfee's online too. But it's sure nice talking to you, Brett. Yeah, it's real nice talking to you. As I hung up the phone, it occurred to me he'd grown up just like me. A-Rod was just like me. The pack's in our shadow and we heard the boos. Wanted the GM singing the blues. Pack, Lions, Bears, I'll play him again. Another Super Bowl then. As long as there's no interception. And the pack's in our shadow and love stands tall. Jordan's the future, he's ready to ball. Green and gold, keep it rolling again. Champ at 27. The Steelers lose 20-10.
Wow. I'll tell you, Jesse, you're editing and the video component, phenomenal. So I know it took you 3 days and you put in all the hours and you complained about it, but boy, you did a good job. It turned out well.
It didn't turn out well. It turned out magnificently. I'm happy, by the way, to sit down with Pat or whoever it might be, and just say that the fans didn't like the movies. It's not an indictment of how hard you worked or the time you put in. Meanwhile, this, you thought that the Eminem song that launched this entire genre, that led to an album on Spotify, which I think you can still get, not to be confused with our show. You thought that was good. Like, I got Josh in Heartland texting me, who is like the gold standard of the music industry for Wildy and Tausch. I assume John Schneider, not the manager of the, is he the Blue Jays manager or the Mariners manager?
Blue Jays GM, right? I believe. Yeah.
Yeah. No, and the not manager. The GM of the Seahawks.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
I'm sure John Schneider, the musician who filled in for a couple of songs during that exquisite season, is amazed. Dan in Brothertown texting me saying he's delivering a standing ovation where he's listening. A tour de force performance. I don't know what else to say. It's almost as if it's pointless for me to do a headline at this point.
Not so fast, my friend.
Not so fast, my friend!
Unbeknownst to Mark Tauscher and the Headline Academy, Jason Wilde also cooking something up in the music lab this week. Jason, any words before we hear it?
It's not as good as what you and Tausch did. You did not play the piano, for one. Which, by the way, you're a Renaissance man. We give you a lot of grief. That was damned impressive. So really good there. I was asked to do this. I was unaware of the blood, sweat, tears, hours, and brilliant lyrics that were clearly not written by Tausch into this. So this is in no way. This is like the sequel where you're kind of like, well, I'm glad they made a sequel, but it'll never be as good as the first one. It's the opposite of The Godfather, which I've watched all of them now. And the second one, clearly even better than the first. And then the third one, this is more like Godfather 3, what I've delivered. But Jesse wrote the lyrics. He did a magnificent job. This will pale in comparison, but it's too late now. We have to play it because we already did it. Here you go.
Tausch, what's your favorite song that they play at any NFL stadium?
Roll Out the Barrel.
All right. If it's not at the Packers stadium, what's the next song you always talk about?
Jump Around.
No. Never mind.
Why don't you tell me what my favorite song is?
Oh, Rodgers, I've been waiting to watch your strong arm one more time. GM had put an end to your throwing no longer on his dime. Oh, Rodgers, I can see you a-playing, but you're getting kind of old. Hail Mary's coming down from the rafters when you wore that green and gold. Now time is up on Sunday night. He's out of the darkness. The quarterback played for the pack. Precision and sharpness. Will Micah Parsons get some sacks? Or will Rodgers R-E-L-A-X? Wish I was there. Oh, Rodgers, it's been years since we saw you and you've been on my mind. GM said get him out, and quite frankly, I don't think that he was too kind. Oh, Rodgers, I can hear you were lying about being immunized. But still, I'm looking forward to see you. I'm sure no one's surprised. It's Jordan Love, JCR, for all of the glory. I just hope everyone is fun. I want a good story. Will the Packers take him down? Or will Rodgers wear the crown? I don't know.
Really well done.
Jesse, Renegade, great job editing. Really good. Really good. Well done.
Renegade is the gold standard NFL-wise. And I've said this many times on this show. One of my all-time favorite memories, standing around waiting for the fourth quarter to start in that game. Rodgers went through a litany of the plays from 09 in one of his pressers. We ended up losing a shootout. J. Mike had a huge game. But just a really cool, we're standing there. It was cold. Snow was fluttering through the air at whatever they called it, Heinz Field back then. And we all just started rocking to renegade in the huddle is one of my all-time favorite, like, standing out on the field moments. And, Jason, the lyrics were fantastic. We should have probably this was, I think, our best of the year by far. I don't think there's any question.
I don't think there is either. That was fun. Now, Jesse, you were so busy doing Tausch's song and my song. Did you have anything to add?
No. Well done by both of you, all involved. Fantastic effort by all. The text line is lighting up. The YouTube comments are lighting up. Everyone would love to have the songs back, at least on a semi-regular basis. Doesn't have to be every week, but on a semi-regular basis, these have been both received with resounding positive reviews.
That's an interesting reaction from our fans. I don't know why they would feel that way. They feel almost as good as I feel about our friend David Gruberl offices. One call, that's all. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. Again, hopefully you never, ever, ever have to call them, because you're never in an accident, you're never injured. But if you are, you want the best on your side. That's what David and Steven and the whole team over there, that's exactly what they are. They are the best when it comes to this business. So again, go to the website, gruber-law.com, or make the call, 414-276-6666. Whoa, Nelly is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
And the pack's in my shadow, cause they had to choose. Rogers was ready, it paid his due. When you retire in Fredo, I don't know when. Trade me to the Jets, Ted. You'll then have your QB then.
Not only perfectly executed, but it really is like the perfect song. Which, by the way, that song is such a sad song. Like, if you actually listen to the lyrics, it's a different era of music. Tausch and Jesse and the Academy crushed it. That'll be available on the follow-up album. But let's try and get the show back on Spotify first. Time now. That is a great album cover, by the way. Time now for Whoa, Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Sirocco's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for...
Whoa, Nelly!
On Wildy and Tausch.
So you stole a little bit of the thunder I was going to ask you about with the Minnesota Vikings from earlier in the show. For anyone who missed it, are the Minnesota Vikings ready to bring in Dunzo the Clown to be quarterback this season, given the trajectory they are on after a 37-10 Thursday night football loss to the Los Angeles Chargers last night? Are they Dunzo, Tausch?
If they don't do something about their quarterback position, and I think their only real option is Kirk, if they stick with Carson Wentz and or think J.J. McCarthy is going to be their guy, they're Dunzo. But they still have, what do you got, 2 weeks for the trade deadline? Is that early November, right?
Yes, I believe it's November 4th, the day that we're at Bucket Honey's.
If they don't do something, you can bring Dunzo out. But I'm going to allow them a 10-day window here to still throw a Hail Mary. But if you're a Vikings fan, you realize we done screwed up. And we done going to be done because we done screwed up.
I'm still getting texts about the song.
Oh, they're rolling in like crazy. Rave reviews.
Like, on the private talk and text line, I'm being inundated.
Do you know how difficult it is for us to get universal praise on anything that we do?
That's extremely fair. It's extremely fair. But it's well-deserved.
I think my analogies typically are universally
I am here to tell you that they definitely do not get universal praise.
Oh, okay.
Just so you know. Yep. Next! Okay.
Whoa, Nelly!
Big game for the Wisconsin Badgers trying to bounce back Saturday night in Eugene, taking on the Oregon Ducks. 6 o'clock Central Time kickoff. That's 4 p.m. out west, which might be the perfect kickoff time for Tausch if we really think about it.
No.
Well, what is? You got time?
I would have loved an 8 a.m. 8 a.m. kick would have been fantastic.
So we're going to start it at 10 a.m. Central Time earlier than any other?
No, the big noon kickoff. It would have been great for the big noon kickoff, which would have been, 9 a.m.? That would have been ideal for us. Not the players. And I can't speak for Matt, but for me, I would have loved a 9 a.m. kick.
What are we looking forward to in this game, Tausch?
Whoa, Nelly.
Whoa, Nelly.
Come on, your first trip out to Eugene, you're going to watch Superman on the flight.
I've been out to Eugene. I have been out to Eugene before. I've not called a game out in Eugene. Oregon's really good.
When were you there?
We're obviously struggling. So at this point, what you're hoping for is some positive things to kind of take a look at. And whether there's going to be young players and maybe some – who knows, right? We'll find out on Saturday. But
oh boy,
yeah. As far as Phil Knight and all that fun stuff, I'm sure it'll be a great atmosphere. I'm sure there'll be. It's going to be soaking rain, which I'm not uber excited about. Now I got to pack a big old raincoat because I do that hit. I'm guessing if it's raining, I would do my. I'm also. I don't let a lot of social media stuff bother if it's just me. Like, obviously, my kids are reading it, and they don't, but that bothers me. But if it's just me, I've seen a lot of stuff. The Luke Fickell interview before games, getting to be kind of tough from the response standpoint. It's still fine, the interview, and Luke has been great as far as answering questions. He's broken some news with me with quarterback play this year. He's been, a lot more open. But the responses... they've been tough. I'm not going to lie to you.
Starting to feel a lot of stink on the other end of the dwellers, are you?
Yeah, I'm not going to. I'm going to say this. I'm not going to take a look at any of the responses this week. We're just going to knock that out and move it along and keep it rolling.
Whoa, Nelly!
Have you curated a sampling of them?
I've seen a few, and while some are, it's mostly tough on the head football coach. I've been some little shade thrown old T's way too, which okay, I get, but unfortunately, that's how it goes.
Tausch's least favorite 100 seconds of the week.
When you're not winning, it makes things a little tougher for sure.
There is a great ice cream shop there if you want to stop for ice cream while you're in Eugene.
Oh.
It's called Prince Puckler's, and I feel like
what a puckler.
Since they do have ice cream, I can say them, even though they're not an advertiser here in Wisconsin.
Sure.
Prince Puckler's. It's on 19th Avenue.
All right.
Will you watch Superman on the plane?
Yeah, great question.
If it's available, yes, but as you know... I always watch Tom Cruise and Maverick, so I will watch that. It's a lot longer flight than I thought, too. It's a little bit of a haul.
It is a long flight. So, yeah.
I have time for Top Gun, Maverick, and Superman. Doubleheader.
Oh, for sure. For sure we will. But if Superman is available, I will watch it, and I'll give my review, I guess sometime next week.
We'll get Hunter in here for you to do a review with him when the time is right.
Sure.
That'll be a very enjoyable exchange that I can't wait to hear.
May I pick a trivia winner?
You may.
Jester,
it's a great idea.
I just want to get a gauge while you're shaking that up. Are you going to watch the game? Because I'm feeling like there's a lot of folks that are not that excited, I guess is the nicest way I can put it.
Well, I will say this. Brad Nortman and I will be at headquarters in Oregon for the ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day pregame show, which is very fun that we're in Oregon when the team is in Oregon.
That's clever. Whose idea was that?
Coors Light, I believe, came up with the concept.
I love
there.
It.
So, that's fun. So we're going to have a good time doing the pregame show on site. We don't get to do that very often, but with it being a night game, that's the setup this week. And I will watch the game in full unless it gets out of hand late. which last year Wisconsin played Oregon competitive to the final whistle, and I hope for much of the same this year.
Okay.
All right, pick a winner.
But if not, Only Murders in the Building on Hulu and The Diplomat Season 3 on Netflix.
Oh, both The Diplomat. Love The Diplomat.
It's good.
Love The Diplomat.
I'll just be over here reading the comments to the video.
Carrie Russell. Allison Janney. Bradley Whitford's in it now. For those who like The West Wing, there's a reuniting
the only,
there.
The only question I have is on one of these... That says, LOL, nobody wants to listen to this.
Travis in Blue Mounds. Travis in
Travis,
Blue Mounds.
Nice first win. Timer.
First time contestant, Travis. Nicely done. You got yourself a Cousin Subs gift card.
Nobody wants to listen to this doofus. Are they telling you about the coach?
Yeah, it's a kind of a coin toss. Who's the doofus in that category? Yeah, I don't know. Nobody knows.
Oh, I can't breathe.
Well, I'll tell you, I know what you do want to listen to, and that is UW Credit Union for every stage of life. UW Credit Union is here for every you. Proudly serving Wisconsin for over 90 years. They'll help reach your financial goals. You know what? You want to keep your banking local, you want great member-first service, and you want great perks like early payday? Well, UW Credit Union provides all of that, and Bucky! They also have Bucky. And if you love Wisconsin like I do, you can't pay with anything else. Fandom will make you do crazy things, but boy, does this make sense. Become a UW Credit Union member today. Get your Bucky card like I did. Federally insured by NCUA. Terms and conditions do apply.
Does Bucky make the trip? Because Bucky and the Duck would be worth watching for alone on the sidelines.
I don't know. Sometimes the dance squad comes. Sometimes they don't. Bucky is usually, like, if Bucky is not fully uniformed, if he is, it's everything. So I don't know. I would think Bucky will be out there.
What, yeah. He's in just the head? What do you mean?
Yeah, the Duck almost lost his head out at
he did.
Oregon that one of those games.
Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints, wraps up the show and wraps up the week next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
The pack's in our shadow when we heard the booze. Wanted the GM singing the blues. Pack, Lions, Bears, I'll play them again. Another Super Bowl, then. As long as there's
we
no
are out of time, but we have to find time for Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints. I saw this story from our buddy Jocko. Not good, but Jocko from NBC 15 in Madison. He did a piece on the Wisconsin women's basketball team working out with the Mad City Mambas, giving back to a youth team in our area. Pretty awesome that they are out and about in the community. We wish them good luck this season as they get ready to tip off the Lady Badgers. That's it for us today. Thanks for coming along for the ride. Thanks to the Academy for their brilliance, for Jesse's hard work editing those songs, and, of course, the lead singer of the Papas and the Papas, Mark Tauscher, who crushed his singing on his song. That's it for us today. Safe travels to Oregon. Don't forget Prince Pucklers. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.